What's up, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of From the Lions Cove Podcast. I'm your host, Marcelo, and to my right, special guest, my man, Joe Barge. Joe Barge, pleasure to have you today.
How we doing, guys? How we doing?
So, Joe Barge, one of my longtime friends, actually one of my best friends, little brother, shout out Eddie. Yeah, I've known Joe all my life pretty much. He basically grew up around us. And Joe, it's a pleasure to have you today.
I'm excited. Let's do it.
So, Joe Barge Fit has become a recognizable fitness brand in the Northeast Ohio community. Can you walk us through how the idea first started and what inspired you to turn it into more than just a personal passion?
Yeah, so basically, I've always thought about when I was like probably, I'd say like in high school, like senior year, I thought about like posting just like fitness stuff. Like I didn't know what to do, but I never did. I was just like scared of like what people thought of me. That was the main thing. And then so like summer of this year, literally I was like, you know what? I'm just going to post. So I decided I'm just going to post a couple videos. So I did, and I ended up kind of like liking it. I saw some decent results from it, I guess. So I was like, I'm just going to keep doing it. And then so one day I was at my house, and I told my parents, so I'm going to start posting stuff. I'm going to film this video, and we're going to do it. And they're like, all right. And that's what we did. And that's how it's kind of started.
So I feel like a lot of people, Joe, I feel like nowadays they care about what others have to say on social media. Therefore, you know, people are very scared to, you know, start their podcast, start their own brand. And obviously, you know, you've kind of had that from your experience. So now, what's one thing that you've learned? You know, like, do you still care what people say? Do you still care what people think? Or, you know, are you still doing it because that's what you want to do?
Yeah, so off of what you're saying, I truly, now that I've experienced life on my own in college too, was a huge thing for me. And in reality, like, all that matters is, like, how you handle yourself. Like, do you really care what people think of you? Because, you know, what really matters is how you think of you, what yourself is. That's the thing. And like my relationship with God is a huge thing for me, because in reality, like, that's what really matters. Like, when I've learned from this book called Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, and it's like, the basically this world is like meaningless in a sense. And it's like, is it worth those, like, what they say to you, does that matter? How does that make you feel? Or like, what matters is how you feel about yourself. That's the most true thing ever. I preach it and I live it every day. And that's why I decided to pursue it. And I love it so far. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, like, I was always scared to, you know, post certain things, like post, like, mm-hmm. certain podcast episodes or post this or post that, because I was always scared of what people would say.
Yeah,
and doesn't matter. You know what? Yeah, it doesn't matter, because if you love it, if you enjoy it, you know what? You are going to keep doing it. I mean, mm-hmm. me and Joe were just talking about it earlier. Like, I just re-downloaded TikTok to, you know, help promote my podcast. And you know what? At first, I was kind of scared about it.
Yeah.
And eventually, I was like, hey, you know what? This is something that I love. This is something that I enjoy. And, you know, I want to keep doing it. I want to keep promoting my episodes. So, yeah, definitely. So when I was speaking, you know, on your faith, faith clearly plays an important role in your life. So how has your faith influenced your approach to fitness, both in the way you train personally and how you impact others through your platform?
I would say faith for me is what gets you through the hard times, you know, because we all go through something that's hard or difficult. And something that I thought about, like, faith is like the unknown. Like, there's always uncertainty in everything, in life in general. And when you have faith, like, it makes things, especially in faith in God or something like the universe, because you also don't, you, it's like, for me, I used to be a big worrier. Like, I worried about a ton. And so when you really, like, let go of certain things, like your vices or things like that, and you have faith in things that are more true and, like, who you are, being authentic with yourself, that's a huge thing. And faith, it like, reinforces that into your daily life. And, like, for me, like, it's almost like a ritual for me to read my Bible, pray, have solitude. Having solitude, to me, is, like, it's everything to me, because it's what you do in private reflects, like, your public, Literally, that's the best way I can explain it. And I don't know if people notice that or not, but like having solitude, having that deep faith within yourself and like almost denying yourself to where you're giving your life to God or whatever you believe in. Like I'm a follower of Christ, and like you live a way better, more clear life, more purposeful life.
Yeah, so what's crazy is that there's a study out there. At least I think there's a study, but I've heard, you know, people that, you know, give their life to Christ and all that, they are much more happier. And honestly, I agree. Like even me as like a follower of Christ, you know, kind of like you, Joe, like I used to worry about everything, like my exam scores, worry about just like what's going to happen like the next day, what's going to happen, you know, what am I eating for dinner, you know, kind of like basic things like that.
But it's like, if you think about it, it's like, why? Like, why do I worry about that? Like, what do I get from worrying about that thing? Think about it. And it's all, another thing that I also think about too is like, when you had that time of like solitude or like reflect, I think I call it like reflection. Like each day you sit down by yourself and you think about your actions, your thoughts, because that all, those two things, your thoughts and your actions, which equals your behavior. And your behavior is literally the determining factor of how you're going to live your life and who you're going to be, who you're going to become. And so I think a lot of, I think myself is like, who do I want to become? Who do I want to be? Do I want to be the, you know, loser doing nothing, or do I want to be someone who I am supposed to be, my authentic self? And so it's a decision that we all have to come with ourselves and make that decision, but it's also very difficult. It's not easy.
Yeah, it is.
It's hard.
Yeah, and like even, you know, going through, you know, my like anxieties, my worries and all that, I mean, obviously faith has just played a key role even in this podcast. Like just, you know, hey, like I always want to do something creative. Like I always, you know, want to do something cool. Like I always want to do like the next big thing. And once podcasting came about, I was like, hey, you know what? I'm not sure what this is going to turn into. And I mean, look at it now. I mean, it's doing great. So
just keep pushing. That's it.
You have
Don't
to,
stop.
Man.
Don't
you have
stop.
To.
Once you start, you can't stop because you build momentum. Once you build momentum, it makes it hard to stop. It makes everything way easier.
1,000%, Joe. So nutrition is such a cornerstone of fitness success. So what are some of the staple foods you rely on every day, and how do they support your lifestyle?
I would say from this summer on, I have been eating overnight oats.
Overnight oats?
Overnight oats. Like every single, I don't think there's been a day since the beginning of summer, this summer, I haven't had an overnight oat, like, in my, yeah. Overnight oats is, like, my daily launch. And it tastes good. It gets my calories in because I need it for my running and lifting, whatever I'm doing. And then for dinner, it's either, most of the time, it's either chicken or ground beef in a bowl or something. And then I put egg, rice, sauce, whatever seasoning, whatever I want to put in it. And then that's it. And then there's times I will eat bad. Obviously, it is what it is. I'll eat bad. But I will say I used to be way worse than what I used to be. I used to be terrible. I used to eat junk food all the time. But now I would say I'm way more disciplined when it comes to food and, like, eating the right things and not eating out or eating just terrible food. But, yeah.
So what is overnight oats? Is it oats in, like, the freezer? Is it oats... Like, so what is overnight
oats? I make it. So it's like, I'll give you guys a recipe right now. If you look at my page, it's on there. Rolled oats, 1 cup rolled oats. Then it's chia seeds, non-fat Greek yogurt. This is like the base of it. Greek yogurt, protein powder, whatever you choose, chocolate or vanilla. I put Splendor, like some type of sweetener in it. You got to have some sweetener. And then honey or something like that. And then whatever flavor you want. So there's a chocolate kind, and then there's a vanilla berry. So let's say you do the vanilla, you just do vanilla, and then you add the frozen berries in there, or it's the chocolate kind, you add chocolate chips, and then I eat it with banana, is usually what I do. Also, add the granola, protein granola. Makes it thicker, makes it way better. Trust me, it's gas.
So then, what, like you just mix all that up in like a blender?
I mix it all up in like a jar, a mason jar.
Okay.
And it's easy, so I meal prep it. That's why I do eat it every day. Easy meal prep. I throw it in, put it in the fridge overnight, and then I eat it next day during lunch. For lunch, so it's perfect.
So that's like your lunch every day?
Basically every day I eat overnight oats. Yeah, every lunch.
So then, I guess, like, what are, like, the health benefits for that?
A lot of fiber. Honestly, it's a lot of fiber, a lot of protein, a lot of carbs too. And things I need that for training, because for me, I'm lifting every day, running almost pretty much every day, some type of cardio, and I'm burning a ton of calories. So like, I need the extra calories, and I'm trying to also gain weight. I'm not trying to lose weight. I'm also not trying to like gain weight. I'm also kind of just like maintain. So it's like a perfect maintain meal for me. And make sure I get my protein in, obviously. But yeah, I love it. It tastes good, and it reaches my goals nutrition-wise. So yeah.
Awesome. So if there was one other food that you would, I guess, recommend to the audience, what would that be?
I would say either, it might sound basic, but either like an apple or peanut butter. Apple, peanut butter, or banana and peanut butter. One of the two. Because like, especially if you're bulking, if you're trying to get bigger, like a night snack is the best. Like my sophomore year, my goal was to get bigger. I would have a jar of Jif peanut butter, put that on an apple, and I'd eat it, or I'd put it on a banana and I'd eat it almost every night to get bulk. If you want to bulk, that's my G code for you right there.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
So looking ahead, what's a major goal you have for your fitness program, and how do you see yourself developing as a coach in the years to come?
So like for me, I'm at school at Cleveland State right now. And so I'm doing like health science, like pre-physical therapy. So I'm going to see where that takes me there. I don't know what I'll do with that, but we'll see. And then for coaching, so like I want to coach anyone that wants to improve and like either drive through like life in general, like discipline, mind, discipline, going to the gym, fitness. That's like, I love that. Like nutrition, fitness, faith, whatever it may be that anyone needs, because I have a burning desire and a passion for that, and I love it. And if anyone needs help with that, text me, DM me, let me know. And I'm telling you, it's awesome, and I love it. So whoever wants to do that, let me know. And that's, for me, it's just stick with it every day. Daily disciplines, that's it. Daily disciplines.
Awesome. And now, what is your program called? Where can people find you?
Joe Barch Fit on Instagram and TikTok. So that's where you can find me, DM me, whatever. Let's get to work. Let's go.
That's awesome. That is awesome, Joe. So this past summer, you competed in the CSS for the first time. What was that experience like, and how did you adjust your training and preparation to be ready for an event at that level?
To be honest, I didn't do a ton of training for it.
Yeah.
But shout out my boy Jimmy Lawless. Me and him worked a little bit before to get some reps and help me out with my ball handling, which needs some work, obviously. But I mean, other than that, that's probably all I did, I would say. And I'd say during the tournament, it was good. We went to the championship. Yeah. Marcelo balled out as usual. Me and Dominic Muth did our job creating space. But yeah, it was good. It was fun, and I had a great time.
Yeah, I mean, you guys were a big help. And also, too, Joe, your jump shot looked fantastic. It looked a lot better.
It was pretty rough in the first game, but after that, it improved. So it was just a matter of time.
I mean, listen, I feel like a lot of people don't talk about your championship game. I mean, you played really good. I mean,
it okay.
Granted, both teams were in shambles. They were all tired. They were all sore. I mean, you and Dom both played your hearts out, and you guys were destroyed.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a crazy tournament, we'll say. It was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, Slynn, how did you feel after like that whole weekend? I mean, were you sore? Were you stiff? I mean,
I would say just tired, honestly. I was just really tired and it's a little burnt out, I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, it was fun, it was worth it, and had a great time doing it, no doubt.
Yeah, so out of 70,000 people that tuned into the tournament, you were obviously one of the fan favorites from a lot of the comments in the comment section.
Yep.
So what do you have to say to those fans out there?
Hey, I love the support. Let's go. God bless, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. I try my best.
Love it. So hopefully next year we'll get some more with the CSS.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, Joe, you were an all-district linebacker and also played baseball at Mayfield. How did competing in two different sports shape your mindset and the training style you use today? But Joe, I'm sorry, you were not all district. You were all district.
I was.
But you were also all state as well.
Yes, I was. I'd say my mindset going in, because like this goes back to how I said, like my faith, right? So my faith was in myself all the time in high school, like my accomplishments, what I did. And that's what my life was. Go to school, train, work out, live that life. And that's what I did. I trained. All I cared about was being the best linebacker, baseball player, whatever it was. I'd get up at 5, I'd work out, I'd hit baseballs, I'd go to practice, and then I'd go home, go to bed, and do it all over again. That was life. And so, like, now for me, I will say that mindset, let's say I'm in college now, it was hard for me starting out because, like, that's the time where I'd be training for something. I'm doing something. And it was hard for me at first because I wasn't used to it. I'm always being an athlete, committed to something. And when I'm at college and it's like I'm just doing school, it's like, what am I doing? I got to do something. So that mindset, now, even now, that's why I start this fitness page, because it's something, like, I would say extra for me to do and serve others and help others in a sense. And it doesn't just serve me. I truly, generally post to serve the audience that I'm trying to serve, and ultimately just help others. And then that mindset built that foundation, basically.
Yeah, I mean, and it's awesome too. I mean, we've seen your growth. I mean, you started your page on Instagram when? Probably like 2 months ago?
It was in summer.
Yeah, I mean, the progress you've made on your account is incredible, even with like the views and everything like that. I mean, just starting off on Instagram, it's been great. Obviously, you have a lot of followers, you have a lot of...
It's all right.
Hey, but I mean...
I'm trying.
But I mean, still, like, you know, you're still making progress. You're still going
through little steps.
And too, I mean, even with like doing that, you know, it gives you something extra, like extra, kind of like how you said, mm-hmm. even with this podcast, like it was always something extra that I wanted to do, something to fill time.
Yes.
And, yeah. You know, because as an athlete, you're so used to staying after practice.
Yes.
You know, you're so used to spending those hours weightlifting or doing something else, training that can you know, help your game in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I feel like a lot of athletes hit that point once they stop playing their sport.
Yeah. And like, again, if you're an athlete and you fill that same void, like you need something to do, or like you feel like you're struggling, DM me, let me know, and we'll talk about it. We'll walk through it, and I'll help you through it, because like, I've been through that same type of like identity crisis in a sense, and we'll help you through. I'll help you through it. It'll be good times. Let's do it.
Awesome, Joe. So, Joe, do you like golf?
I do. I'm trash.
Do you like the NFL?
I do like the NFL.
Well, listen, make sure you go tap into the new recent from the Lions Cove episode, week 4 predictions. So listen, I trust my Sunday picks, and I trust Pins and Aces on the golf course. They're a Colorado golf brand making polos, head covers, and gloves that really stand out for style and comfort. With my code, you'll get 21% off. That's the best discount they offer. And when you buy, I earn commission, which helps support me and the show. So check out Pins and Aces today. Use my code for 21% off and upgrade your game. Perfect. Next question, Joe. You've always been like a little brother to our whole friend group. Well, now bigger, because obviously you're much stronger and more jacked than me. But you've also had a chance to train alongside your brother, Eddie. How did training with both Eddie and our group push you? And what did that dynamic mean for your growth as both an athlete and as a person?
Yeah, honestly, I would say I wouldn't be where I am without my brother or you guys in general, really, because I'd say for 2 years straight during COVID is when I first started lifting. I was in like end of 8th grade going to 9th grade, and you guys were like juniors, I'm pretty sure. And so we started lifting in the garage, at our garage. It would be me, Rick, Nick Dell, the boy, yeah. And we would train almost every day, Monday through Friday, and we would go in, lift, and I was soft and skinny. And then coming out of it, it was one of the best decisions ever. We go every day, we would get bigger. They would also just teach me, push me, be better. And I needed that at that age, that the habit of that discipline, lifting every day, that's built me to who I am. Make sure I lift every day and I'm consistent with it. And I would say that really did push my growth to who I am. And without that, I don't think I'd be where I am. So I'm forever grateful.
Wow. So now, obviously, you know, with our friend group, I mean, all of our friends mostly played basketball. It was mostly just me and me and Taco. Eddie also played for a little bit freshman year. Ricky also played too. But I mean, it was always awesome, like, watching these guys play football. I mean, going to, like, their games. I mean, obviously with our senior year we had COVID and stuff, so you know, I was only able to go to like one game, but it was always awesome just to go to their games and watch them and go support them. And obviously watching Joe's career throughout high school, it was awesome. So definitely have a very special friend group. Love those guys for sure.
Yep.
And so next question, Joe, actually our last question.
Mm-hmm.
So to wrap up this podcast, is there a quote or piece of evidence that you live by every day?
Are you, my big question I ask every day is like, am I helping people in a positive way, or am I just helping myself in a positive way? Think about that though. And now, because every day I'm trying to be a positive influence to matter who I'm speaking to. And when you spread negativity, I feel like it just ruins the world in a sense. So always spread positivity and be the best person you can be and love God. That's it. That's my motto. There you go.
Awesome, brother.
That's all I got.
I love it. That is perfect. So that'll do it for this podcast. Joe, thank you for joining me today. This has been my first interview in probably 3 months. So I'm starting to post consistently, get back on my grind. Make sure you all please tune into Joe's pages at Joe Barch Fit. Listen,
thank you, Sella.
I've seen the progress on this kid. He's going places. I mean, the amount of consistency, the determination, everything he's doing with his program. Make sure you give him a follow. Make sure you tune in and continue to show love to Joe and his page. But Joe, thank you, brother. That was a lot of fun. And yeah, that'll do it. New episodes Tuesdays at noon. And yeah, we'll be consistent from here on out. So let's do it.
You better. Thank you, Salo.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Peace.